Chip Swap to Knee Transition Time, in the Wall Street Journal by Nicole Nguyen. Apple Incorporated, on Monday, announced a shift from Intel-based processors to its custom design chips for future Mac computers, a move that will have major repercussions for Mac users. The company said new computers running Apple Silicon will see gains in battery life and performance because of the tighter integration between hardware and software. Meanwhile, the company will phase out machines running Intel-based processors. What's the timeline? The first commercially available Mac with the Apple chipset will ship by the end of this year, said Apple Chief Executive Tim Cook. You can expect all new MacBook laptops and Mac desktop computers to run on the new processors within 2 years, he said. Developers can start building and testing their apps for the coming computers by applying for the Developer Transition Kit. This includes a Mac Mini running Apple's A12Z Bionic processor, currently found in the latest iPad Pro models. When will my Intel-based Mac become obsolete? It is unclear, but it won't be soon, Mr. Cook said, that new Intel-based Macs are in the pipeline, alongside the new Apple chip Macs. He also said Apple will continue to support and release new versions of the Mac operating system for the Intel-based computers for years to come. Apple pulled support for PowerPC only 3 years after announcing plans to use Intel chips in 2006. Steve Baker, the primary hardware analyst at NPD Group, said this transition would likely last longer. Once Apple stops releasing Intel-compatible macOS updates, you'll still be able to use your computer, but you might not be able to update to the newest operating system. How will the chips affect performance or battery life? The aim of the move is to infuse a higher level of performance in computers while consuming less power, said Johnny Schroll, Apple's senior vice president of hardware technologies, during a virtual keynote address Monday. He pointed to the iPhone and iPad as examples of the company's success in transitioning to its own silicon, boasting that the iPhone has run on Apple chips since 2010, and the CPU performance has improved 100 times over 10 years. By making its own chips, Apple has more control over power management for battery life, as well as the computer's processing capabilities and security features. What software will be available for the Apple-powered Macs? Apple was strategic in its demo during the keynote, showing Microsoft Corporation's PowerPoint and Adobe's Photoshop running smoothly on a Mac powered with the iPad Pro's A12Z silicon. We have to wait and see what other software makers are supporting for the new processor. Can I use old apps on the new processor? The latest version of macOS Big Sur includes Rosetta 2, which automatically makes existing apps work with the new processor architecture. Mr. Federighi said Rosetta 2 will be able to port over Pro apps and plugins. They are translated when you install the apps, and Apple said the experience is transparent to users. Can I finally use my iOS apps on my Mac? Yes. Apple's new Macs will run the same processor architecture as iPad, iPhone, and Apple Watch, so you can run iOS apps like the game Monument Valley or the Calm Meditation app, which were shown during the keynote, natively in what Apple calls a virtual environment. The iOS apps will be downloadable through the Mac App Store.